This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
We make our way here through the program today. It is a Monday, recapping a lot from the weekend. It was a big weekend for Roseburg sophomore Doran Gillespie, the young man leading runner out of the backfield for the Indians on Friday night, helping lead the Indians to a 26-0 win on top of David Douglas. Finished with 30 carries for 138 yards, had one touchdown. That came on a 60-yard TD run in the second half, making his first varsity start of his career. Just a sophomore there at Roseburg High School. And we sat down with Doran Gillespie, the offensive star of Roseburg's backfield, earlier today. Have that for you now here on 1490, The Score.
Getting a chance to catch up with sophomore from Roseburg High School, Doran Gillespie. Big game for him this last Friday night as the Roseburg Indians got their first win of the season, beating David Douglas 26-0. 138 yards on the ground, a touchdown. First one of the year for him. Came from 60 yards out. Quite the big day there for Doran Gillespie, who joins us here on Off the Wall. Doran, thanks so much for making some time for us here today. Big day last Friday for you. I know you saw the field game week one, ended up actually having a really nice night then too, coming out there and taking over in the backfield for Terrell. But this was your first varsity start this last year, or this last week, and that I'm sure you found out beforehand, knew that going into it. Did you have some nerves as you kind of started getting closer and closer to kickoff and getting ready to make your first start out there?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous, but after playing in that first game, it made it a little bit better, so I wasn't as nervous as I probably would have been if I would have just started the first game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you did a heck of a job. You carried the load. I think it was 30-some carries I think you had that this last week. So obviously you were doing a lot out there, and they were able to rely on you. And you had a few catches too. I think you were the leading receiver, at least on the number of catches as well. So a big all-around day for you. Going into it, you ended up breaking that one late for 60 yards. When you got through, were you a little surprised with how easy it was to get through the initial line of contact? And then as you started breaking away, were you worried somebody was going to catch you from behind?
Yeah, when I saw the hole, I was like thinking the line for that big hole. Yeah. And then after I got through, I was surprised there was no one there. And yeah, I was trying to go as fast as I could because I knew someone was going to be chasing me from behind.
Yeah. Well, hey, you broke away, and there was nobody really close to you by the end of it. The celebration afterwards, what was that like, to be able to kind of celebrate with your teammates after scoring a touchdown?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was my first touchdown this season. I don't know, it was pretty exciting. Everyone was all excited.
And it really kind of sealed the deal for you guys, you know. I think at that point, really put things away and put it out of distance for them. And I actually got corrected up in the booth. I thought it was your first varsity touchdown, but I guess you scored one last year as a freshman.
Yeah, I did.
Do you remember that one pretty well?
Yeah, I had like a 30-yard run, and then I got on like the 1-yard line, and I think it took two times for me to get in.
Well, it was nice of Coach to let you pay that off and finish it off on that drive. Mm-hmm. For the Roseburg Indians, you guys get your first win as we talk with Doran Gillespie here, sophomore for the Indians on the football team this year. You guys get the first win, but you really had a battle for that one. It was a scoreless first half. You had some opportunities in the red zone. They didn't pan out in that first half. What was the locker room kind of like? What kind of things was Coach telling you guys? What were you guys talking to each other about? Because obviously the opportunities were there. Probably a little disappointing not to have any points on the board in the first half, but you still knew that you were in that game since it was scoreless.
Yeah, we were pretty excited because we knew we were just super close to scoring. And we felt like we were like beating them down. They were like starting to get tired. And if we just kept going, we would eventually score because we were right there in the first half.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, so you guys were noticing, because from up there and on in the booth, as you guys kind of, I mean, once you got points on the board, it seemed like in that second half, you continued to go, you could kind of see them starting to wear down, starting to kind of put their heads down, maybe getting a little chippy out there. You guys started to notice that out on the field in the second half as well?
Yeah, we did. We just kept going, and they definitely got tired, and I think we were in better shape than them, and I don't know, it just worked out.
And that's great to see, especially after week one, where it kind of seemed like you guys came out with that hot start, maybe a lot of adrenaline for the first game of the season, and then the second half was a little flat. I know that's probably something the coach talked a lot about to you guys from week one to week two. Is that right?
Yeah, and most people aren't going both ways, so mm-hmm. that helped a lot too.
Yeah, and that was a concerted effort, it seemed like, from coach to try and mix things up with the starters to have guys trying to play one direction. Obviously, it worked out with a win. How do you feel about that? I mean, obviously, it's getting you the chance to be the starting quarterback or running back.
Yeah, I think it helped a lot. I think it did get us the win. If we mm-hmm. would have went the other way, we might have won still, but I think it helped a lot.
Yeah. Talking with Doran Gillespie here from Roseburg High School, sophomore, leading rusher on the team as of right now. He's got a touchdown on the season, came from 60 yards out in the win over David Douglas. They've got Grants Pass coming up next. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But as we look back at that last one still here, you had a big game, mentioned all the yards, mentioned the touchdown. You also had a fumble recovery in there. And that one was kind of a gift for you. I remember I watched back on the replay of that here over the weekend to kind of put together some stats. And he fumbled the football, and you were running down. It looked like you were on, you know, outside contain. You were going to the guy that caught the ball, trying to make a tackle and make a stop there. All of a sudden, the football just appeared kind of right out in front of you. It kind of seemed like you were slowing down, thinking he might have been got, or you were breaking down. And all of a sudden, the football's there, and you got to jump to get right on that. What was that like?
It was pretty exciting, especially because we just, like, scored, and then we got the ball back again, and I don't know, it kind of sealed the game because they didn't have a chance to score after that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fun victory all around as the Indians win 26-0. First shutout for the Indians in six seasons. I know you weren't necessarily much on the defense. Did you play any defense this last week?
No.
So being on the sideline, watching those guys work, I mean, how excited were they to be able to have a shutout out there?
Yeah, they were very excited. It was awesome. They did really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you guys are going to need it coming up this week. You've got Grants Pass. They come in 2-0. They've got a couple of big wins, putting up a lot of points on their side of the ball. As you guys get ready for that, it's been, two different types of weeks. You had the week one where you came out big and then fizzled, and then week two you guys get out to a slow start and then have a big finish. Going into this one, kind of what's the team's attitude going into this one? Are you guys really amped up for the start of Southwest Conference play?
Yeah, I think we're pretty excited, and I feel like we're gonna have to play like we did in both games, start mm-hmm. off strong and finish strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys already started looking at stuff for Grants Pass?
We're going to start watching film today.
Nice. Well, they get ready to go coming up this Friday night down at Grants Pass. As you guys get ready, I know this is kind of your first go-round with really being an integral part of this team as you get into conference play. Have you been hearing from the older guys or anything like that as you guys get set to start conference play when the games are really start to amp up a little bit more? Have they talked about kind of what it's like playing teams like Grants Pass, the Medfords, Sheldon, and things like that?
They've been saying that it's going to be a little bit tougher, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it's going to be more competitive because mm-hmm. we've played them a bunch of times.
Guys that you know, yeah. You kind of know the names or recognize the faces on the other side there. Yeah, definitely. Going on the road, you guys went on up to David Douglas. That was a long bus ride. This one will be a little bit shorter. What's it like going on the road? I mean, was that a fun trip for you guys to finally get out on the road? I'm sure the bus ride home was pretty fun, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It's just fun to be with all your friends and have a good time, especially after the game when we're all excited.
Yeah. I know it's just Monday, so things are just getting started for you guys back in the locker rooms there and getting ready for this week. But have you – I'm sure there was some celebration coming home Friday. You kind of take a little bit of the weekend off, not really back into it full. But have you started to notice maybe any difference with the guys as you get ready for Southwest Conference play?
I think we're probably going to be more serious mm-hmm. and – Yeah, try to work hard during practice and know that we're going to have a tough game on Friday.
Seems like things are starting to clear up outside a little bit. How hard has it been with the smoke and everything for you guys? I know you've had to do practices in the gym. You went down to the fairgrounds one time. I know it's been kind of tough to get consistency with everything. How hard has that been from the players' point of view?
It's been pretty tough. It's just hard to keep practicing when it's so smoky and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just not knowing where you're going to be that day. It's kind of hard.
Well, and even Friday night, you guys weren't 100% sure you guys were going to be up at David Douglas. It almost got moved down here. So it's got to be kind of tough to plan ahead and keep yourself in the right mindset.
Yeah, it is.
Doran Gillespie here with us. You've had a great start to the season. As you look at kind of what you're doing, do you think it's just the beginning? Do you think things are going to keep improving for you as you go along?
Yeah, I think I'll get more comfortable with running the ball, mm-hmm. and I'll keep getting better during practice, and hopefully I get some better games than that.
Yeah. And this just popped in my head here. We mentioned how guys are kind of playing one side, and I think I saw a comment in the newspaper recap of the game that coach really felt like that helped things out with guys being able to go one way. For the offensive line, they did a great job blocking for you. Over 100 yards on the night is always a goal for the offensive line and for the running game. And so obviously they were able to do some stuff for you, right? Did you feel like kind of the mesh of the guys that you had up there, being able to focus on being on offense, did that really work out for you guys this week?
Yeah, I think it really did. And they never really got tired. They went 100% each play and knew that they were only on offense and mm-hmm. they weren't going to have to save their energy for defense too.
Were the holes really opening up quite a bit for you?
Yeah, they were. That run was huge.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, Doran, thanks so much for some time here today. It's great to get a chance to actually sit down and talk with you. I'm sure there'll be plenty more coming up. Bright future in front of you. Multi-sport athlete here at Roseburg High School, but right now he is the starting running back out of the backfield for the Roseburg Indians. Out to a 1-1 start so far on the season. The Indians have Grants Pass coming up this Friday night. Doran Gillespie with us here on the program. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.